Today's Lenten devotional is written by John Matthew, class of 2021. This is a hard passage to read, for more reasons than one. The lamenter's sufferings are many and specific: isolation, bodily injury, emotional bitterness, unanswered prayers, homelessness. As difficult as that gauntlet is to consider, I am perhaps even more alarmed by the jarring words of faith and praise that follow. After enumerating the gut-wrenching sorrows, with no warning, the writer insists upon God's steadfast love and accordingly has hope. Perhaps you have been spared from these types of experiences, but when I read this text, I am brought back to the toxic positivity of many well-intentioned churchgoers from my past. In the face of abject heartbreak after a diagnosis or a death, many bystanders try to be helpful by offering trite statements of positivity. Everything happens for a reason. There's another angel in heaven. It's all part of God's plan. Despite the kindness of those who speak these words, they often have a toxic or corrosive effect because they invite the griever to bypass their negative emotions. Or worse still, they generate guilt or shame in the mourner for not having enough faith to embrace the positive viewpoint. Is the author of Lamentations just performing a grand spiritual bypass? Upon a closer reading, I think not. Just before the turn to words of faith, the writer not only lists their hardships, they note, "My soul continually thinks of my affliction and is bowed down within me." Whatever hope has arrived, it is not serving to hide, ignore, or obliterate the pain and anguish. And so, we are left with tension, heartbreak and hope, real pain and God's love, Good Friday's execution, and Easter Sunday's empty tomb. This lament suggests that the alternative to toxic positivity is not unmitigated despair. It is the affirmation, if only in parentheses, that there may yet be hope. Let us pray. God of steadfast love, teach us to feel our negative emotions, not to hide or ignore them, but to sit with them. As we do, please make space in our broken hearts for faith, joy, and love. There may yet be hope. Amen.